Yo, 1, 2, yo. You're now tuning in to another episode of Not Your Average Fan Podcast, and I'm one half of your host, Donald Johnson, aka Vitamin D, because everybody needs it. Pause.
It's your boy Tosh out for the one on your high class hoodlums. We in here today, man. We here to talk some shit today.
Yeah, and it's hot as shit outside.
Facts.
Heat wave time.
That's a fact.
Nigga, I'm so goddamn tired, man. You know what I mean? But how you been?
Been alright, man. Oh, you feel me? Been out here trying to get right. You feel me? Trying to get better every day.
Page got hacked?
Yeah, page got hacked. Yeah, I ain't been on IG in like a week.
Page got hacked?
I'm on a Notch Average Fan Podcast page, and you feel me? Holla at me. Make sure y'all tune into that live every Thursday. Feel me?
Facts. Fucking, it's been
an eventful.
Very newsworthy couple weeks. In sports, and just in life, and Pop Smoke album's out.
Facts.
Good piece of work. Shout out to 50 Cent.
Facts.
Great piece of work. And I just want to give a couple shout outs to Star from Star in the Morning. He helped us with the pod promotion wise. Numbers is up.
Alright.
Numbers is up. Let's Spotify numbers is up.
Merch dropping very soon.
Very soon. And shout out to Limitless Podcast. They're giving us much love. Shout out to Miles Harshfield, Mike Seabrook, Mike Carey, and Limitless Fitness with Dion, Isaiah Colts, and Miles. Shout out to them.
Shout out to my boy Corey Tate.
Big news.
Big news. He just dropped. Yeah, what was that, yesterday?
Was it yesterday? Well, I knew before.
I'm plugged in. I ain't get the
you
call.
You knew. You didn't get the call?
I ain't get the call.
Damn.
You feel me? Matter of fact, I ain't been online. You feel
yeah,
me?
Yeah.
I ain't been online.
Yeah,
niggas couldn't contact me.
Yeah, so yeah, shout out to he's going to Iceland. He's going with them Vikings. Them Iceland niggas.
Walking bucket.
Yeah, walking bucket.
I need 30 a game.
30. Easily.
I need 30.
And shout out to Jahiva Floyd. Big X. They lost. But
in the TBT League, I just watched that earlier today while I was in the barbershop too. Floyd team just lost. Floyd Mayweather team just lost today.
Really?
They was up 8. It was like they was at 98. All they did was get another bucket.
Lost. It's comp in there, yo.
Nah, it is.
Grown man shit.
Tony Roman was in that shit.
Monster.
Beast, but he lost today. I was on some bullshit.
Oh.
You feel me?
It's comp. So I just want to give a shout out to all of them.
Joe Johnson in that shit. I see.
That nigga, yo.
Yo.
Different.
Different.
I used to hate that nigga.
Different.
How nice he was. But
send that shit out.
What's that?
Nah, send the DM shit. The arrow.
Oh, alright. But
what are you doing?
Come on, man.
Interrupt everybody. What I'm about to say, but yeah, so this is a shout out to everybody. Let's get into it, man. So some crazy shit didn't happen in the last week, you feel me?
So you're going to get into the monkey shit early.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, cause you know it directly, you know, speaks to some shit I be involved in. You feel me? Side Nigga Chronicles.
Okay.
August, I've seen
it. Ain't nothing like this though.
No.
August, this shit is on some new level shit.
This nigga has violated rule number 32.
He did some hoe.
The side nigga code.
He violated protocol. He did. He violated protocol. Explain.
He gonna come out. I mean, the album coming out. You gotta, you know what I'm saying? You can just sit in there.
That work.
Feel me? The album coming out, so you know he gotta do his thing. He gotta tell you. He gotta say what's up. But you don't say all that. That's people business. It ain't married. Now look, if she was single, you know what I'm saying, it'd be a little different. But you gonna come out and say that it ain't married, but and it didn't say Will gave me permission. Come on, my nigga.
First of all,
come on, my nigga. Talk to me.
They have an open relationship.
I'm
just saying.
That's their business.
You know, I'm not saying what he did was right. This is what I'm saying.
Oh, all right.
They had an open relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Will, he probably came to Will on some, yo.
how you come to a nigga like, yo?
First of all, Jaden introduced August Alcina to the family.
Come on, son. Come
OD.
On now.
That's OD. That's nasty.
My son.
That's nasty.
Come on now.
So Will probably was like, yo, young nigga, do what you do. Keep it under wraps. I'ma throw you a bag so you keep it under wraps. You know what I mean? Go blow her back out. Cause be real, Ty. When you're in a relationship with a chick, you don't just be tired.
Look.
You don't be tired? Like, I'm tired of this fucking chick talking to me.
Nah.
Complaining.
Look.
Nagging. Blow her back out. Exert all her energy. Leave me alone.
Look, just leave me alone. Look, this I'm gonna put it. This I'm gonna put it like this.
Talk to me.
When you at that level that they at, like, this ain't no regular motherfucker.
Power couple.
Look, power. This is the top of the top power. You feel me?
Right.
Like,
right.
You got two icons. There ain't no regular. Oh, he a star. She okay star. This is two niggas that's at a different level. So they.
I'm let you.
What I'm saying, like,
I'm let you finish.
You gotta think like this. They get a lot of attention. Let's just say both of them. So they probably really in love with each other, but you know they got their own little. They want to do their one too still. Now that they older, they probably kind of slowing it down. Like, all right, it's just me and you, motherfucker. Like, we getting old. This old.
Yeah, it's like we got kids. We got to keep up the certain image.
You know what I'm saying? We done with that. But I think Jada probably told him from the jump, like, look, I'm going to fuck with you. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But this ain't that. You know what I'm saying? We ain't never going to be nothing. I'm never leaving my husband for you. Like, don't put that in your head, nigga. Stick to that. But this nigga that fell in love, got all goofy and shit. She had to drop that nigga. Like, yo, you doing too much. He started posting pictures every time he with a
coochie probably fire.
Probably is, you feel me? And she probably was really with it, you feel me?
With them old heads, they know how to throw it on you.
It's a fact.
You know what I mean?
I'm telling you from experience.
You told me that.
Feel me? So look. He probably fell in love, did a little too much, and got cut. Like, Will was like, yo, first of all, you're doing too much. Jada, you know the rules and regulations of how we rock.
Yeah.
You feel me? You don't see none of my bitches out here violating. You? You got a nigga violating right now. You gotta have to cut him off.
She fucked his mind up.
Not even that. I think he just was on some regular young people shit. You fall in love with a motherfucker and they tell you it's over. He lost his fucking mind.
How old is he? Like 20, 30?
He ain't old enough.
No fucking kid. He know, like, yo, keep this on the wraps.
Nah.
Here's the bag.
He ain't never been
and
in
shut
position.
Up. He ain't and blow her back out so she won't come back to
this
me
now. This
ain't
nagging. No regular motherfucker. This is Jada, nigga. This is another level.
First of all, it's Jada.
Come
what,
on.
What good movie she had that went.
Every movie.
Get the fuck out of
name
here.
Name a bad movie right now.
I'm not saying a bad movie. I'm just saying hood. She got hood classics.
Classics.
Hood.
No.
Classics. She don't got box office shit.
Stop. Set It Off as a classic.
Hood classic. That's my shit.
That's a classic no matter what.
No, it's not.
Anybody watch that movie, that's a classic.
Hold on.
You bugger.
How many numbers it did on theaters all over the world? I think it did like 30-something mil, 34 mil. Hood classic.
That's a classic.
That's a hood classic.
It's a classic. It's a low budget. It was low budget and it did that. Probably tripled what it was supposed to be.
My nigga, that shit.
Stop it. You wrong right now.
Nigga said Gotham. I mean, that's good, but come on, my nigga.
She got work. All her work is iconic. All
right.
She got classic movies. I just gave you one right there, off rip.
All right. What else? That's it?
No. Stop.
Nigga, I'm about to Google, bro. I'm about to Google.
Nigga said, thank you. That's a classic. We ain't got to even talk about that now.
That's a hood. Yo, Birdo, come on, Birdo. That's my guy, Birdo. That's the nigga.
Go ahead. You can type all her movies in right now.
I'm going to type it in.
Classics. If you in the comments, you feel me, on the YouTube, let this nigga know. Man. She got nothing but classics.
Oh, we gonna see this shit. Girls Trip. She was in that?
Girls, she was one of the main characters. Nigga, you ain't watched the movie? The fuck?
I don't remember. That's how probably bad she did.
Nah, she did a great. Actually, she has some good shit in there.
What the
Menace
fuck?
To Society. Classic. Stop.
Hold on.
Matrix. Classic.
She was in.
She, yeah. She a main character. She's not a main character, but she a character in there.
Oh,
she was in Angel.
She was in Menace to Society?
She was one of the main characters. This nigga ain't watching no movies.
Nah, I seen that, nigga.
She is Kane's, like, girlfriend. It's very weird why she was dating Kane's brother or older brother, father figure. Whatever the fuck that was, and then she started fucking with him. That was just weird.
Scream don't count. That's it?
Nigga, you just passed like 45 movies. Nigga said that don't count.
My nigga.
Look at all the movies. Hold up, Madagascar. That is a motherfucking classic.
But she wasn't in that.
She was in that. She's one of the voices. That's a movie she's
That's
in.
That's not her acting.
That made no sense what you just said, bro.
My she's nigga, the voiceover. I'm done.
Nutty Professor. Classic.
She was in that?
You ain't watched none of these movies, but this nigga
I seen all
shit.
Of shit, but she did. She was so.
Thank you. Get on this nigga ass. This nigga.
Hold on.
TV shows? Stop. Yo.
Hold on.
Get this nigga the fuck out of here. Get him out of here. She's that. You fucking Jada Pinkett Smith. You are at a different level.
I just don't remember her being in it because she wasn't that much of a factor.
She was a factor in all the shit we just named, bro. She's one of the main reasons niggas watch the show or the movie.
Nigga, we watch. What's it called?
Men's
Society for not Jada Pinkett. We watch.
We watch Men's Society because she was in
it. We watch.
Name another nigga in that movie. Name another nigga in that movie that you know.
The nigga.
Who? Lorenz Tate?
Yeah, Lorenz Tate.
Old dog. That's one nigga. He legend. Was, that's a legendary role. Legend. And she's one of the legendaries.
Nah, my nigga.
Stop.
Nah, stop. Nah, right, let's get back to the topic.
So August is shot the fuck out.
He's violated protocol. I'm not even gonna hold you.
If I'm well, when I see that nigga, we gotta. It's too messy, bro. Why you got niggas in my business? Like, between me and my wife, that's between us. Your job was to do what you were supposed to do with her, and then you feel me?
Yeah, niggas don't check for her.
Nigga, who?
Me.
There you go, right there. That's the answer. That's the answer right there.
But Will Smith, open relationship, probably talked to the young August. Was like, yo, bro, please just don't. Keep this under the wraps. Just blow her back out. Cause you don't get tired, Ty. When you relationship,
it's not even that. They not that. That's what cooking. I'm trying to tell you. It's not that situation.
Well, Will and Jada?
Yeah, they mega stars, bro. They get a lot of attention. You feel me?
I don't know.
Thank you. He should whoop his, you gotta whoop his ass when you see him. You violating now. It's my wife, you feel me? You making it look real crazy right now.
For real?
Looking crazy.
You gotta whoop his ass.
Yeah. Like, bro, I gave you my blessing. You gonna tell niggas I did? Now you violate my manhood. Now niggas looking at me like, well, you letting niggas just fuck your wife and it's cool, nigga? Like, that's conversation.
Lot of old niggas do that.
Look, that's some shit between you and your wife, my nigga. That ain't for everybody to know. I don't want to know what dirty shit you and your wife do.
But it was known that him and Will are swingers.
It was known but not known.
They're swingers.
Look, it was known but not known. That means shit that you probably know that you just don't speak on. Leave that shit alone. Like, grown people say, mind your own fucking business. Mind grown folk business. That's their business. That's what that is.
I'm just saying, bro.
Let's keep it 100. That's what that is. August is violating.
He violated.
Violating.
But I don't think Will need to whoop his ass.
I'm slapping that young nigga. I see that. What the fuck is wrong with you, nigga? Watch him out, bro.
Slap my son. Like, why you introduce me to this nigga? You fucked up the family, nigga.
Facts, like.
What do you introduce me to this nigga for?
Look, and that's what I'm trying to say is that. Look, like, niggas don't understand is that when you at that level, it's different things that make you comfortable. If I'm a superstar celebrity, an open relationship probably is the best thing for you to have. Because that means you in love with this person, you want to share your life with this person, but instead of you cheating on them, they already know the deal. Like, yo, I got this little shorty that I'm about to be down here with. You know,
I'm going to the southwest section of the house.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to go handle this. You feel me? And then you put that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just chill out. You feel me? Like,
yeah, Jada probably do got that fire, you know.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I said. You feel me? It just was too much.
Yeah, that's what I told you. Jada got fucking August messed up.
The nigga fell in love, bro. He found out he couldn't be with her.
Probably had the nigga like
this. You feel me? Niggas be on some bullshit.
Probably had the nigga.
Look, yeah, that's what I'm trying to say, bro. It's levels to this shit. When you a superstar, you get a lot of attention. You ain't gonna be jealous about no nigga liking your girl, cause you.
I'm never jealous,
got
bro.
45 motherfucking bitches.
I'm Will Smith, bitch.
That's exactly what I'm trying to say. They both can say that to each other.
Fuck,
like, bitch. I'm Jada. I'm Will. Alright, then do you, nigga? I'll see you when I get home.
I'm Will Smith, bitch.
You feel what I'm saying?
I'm like, telling you, let him blow your back out. I'm tired of you.
Look,
don't bother me. Let him blow your back out.
He violated. That nigga is
definitely
tripping.
Violated.
That nigga said, I love this shit. Hold on. He started violating. We started making records and shit about her. That's when he started violating. That right there, that's when he
nigga,
got dropped.
No. He violated when he brought her to the motherfucking the BT or MTV Awards.
No, that was her at her red carpet shit for her movie. He just happened to be there.
I think somebody check this shit. I don't know, but I heard that he invited her and she was his date to the fucking shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh no, he's violating. Look, shit like that. But then again too, you look at the red carpet when they had the red carpet for Girls Trip. She playing with the nigga nipple and shit on video.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying? Why they taking pictures and shit? And I'm like, oh, she got this nigga in a done up.
She got that nigga in a trance.
It's over, my nigga. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, she started doing shit like that in public. Like, Will probably seen that shit and made the call. Like, yo, you violated.
He didn't care.
No. You know what I'm saying? It probably rules and regulations to this shit, my nigga. He probably
I'm
told
pretty
she,
sure Will.
Why
don't
she
give
dropped
a damn.
Him? Why she dropped him? Why Jada dropped? Because Will said
no,
some
no,
shit.
No. Jada dropped because what he's saying is blowing up.
No.
Keep it under the wraps.
But she been dropped the nigga, though. It's been some
but
time.
But keep it under the wraps. You wildin' now. Like, you wildin', yo. Keep it under the wraps. You know what I mean?
Where are you talking about that song shit? She probably heard that shit, and the wheel power's like, you got niggas.
You heard the song?
Yeah, it's old though. It's not no new shit. It came out like maybe a year or two ago.
Ain't nobody checking for that nigga. Nah. You checking for that nigga?
Nobody checking. He talented though. I'll give you that nigga that. He nice, but he violated. Like, he got records and he got text messages and shit in the video, and it's the name of the record is her middle name and shit.
That pussy ride fire.
My nigga, he's wildin'. And Will Pye was like, oh, my nigga, you wildin'. Like, yo, Jada, yo, cut this nigga. He couldn't follow protocol. Couldn't follow protocol. Next nigga. Feel me?
Whoa.
Next little nigga up.
I'm telling you, like, them old heads, man, they know how to, like, contract, yeah, expand.
They know what the fuck they in here to do. And you feel me? She probably told that nigga what it was. He wasn't ready for that.
He probably said, I love you in bed. Like, I love you.
She was probably,
Jada,
like,
was probably like, what the fuck?
Nigga's tripping.
This nigga's
red table talk. Let's speak to this nigga.
I think she did one.
We ain't gonna never see Donald again, nigga. That nigga up next. Donald ain't never gonna see that nigga again.
Nigga, yeah,
nigga,
yeah.
Donald gonna be somewhere on their estate.
I'm gonna be a
living.
I'm gonna be in the estate in a hole somewhere. I'm gonna be in a hole.
Nigga gonna live in Jaden's closet and shit. Like, yo, bro.
Yo, yeah, I'm gonna be somewhere. I'm gonna be in the attic. Chained up.
That nigga chained ate up today, nigga.
Yeah, I'm chained up, nigga. Like, staring at the wall all day. Just like, damn,
but that, yeah,
fire.
On that topic, man, you feel me? They, August is he out of line.
Yeah, he volleyed.
He broke code 32 with a side nigga contract. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Rule number 32. He broke the rule. You know what I'm saying? You just don't speak on this shit after this shit is over with.
Right.
You don't know nothing about that. That's the homie.
Right.
I'm just telling you from a nigga that know. I'm just letting you know. When niggas question me, I'm like, bro, what? That's my homegirl. You can call her if you want to.
Yeah, he did violate, bro.
You feel me?
Nigga said, I love it.
Yeah, you feel me? You gotta watch it. You gotta play your game. You feel me? So what we want to next, man? So let's get to this versus.
Hold on. I wanna get into some more monkey shit.
What the monkey shit happened in last
academics
week?
Nigga.
Oh yeah, academics violated himself.
Right, I was with him when he told Chrissy Teigen, John Legend, suck a dick. That's what he said.
First of all, Chrissy Teigen and John Legend, I don't know if it's true. I seen the motherfucking,
he said, suck a dick.
I seen the paperwork for the Jeffrey Epstein shit, right? The little his flight manifest. Both the motherfuckers was there. I'm just saying, they was on a flight manifest. I don't. You feel me? They might be some violation.
They was on that island.
They was on that orgy island. I heard. That's what I heard. You feel me? I seen the paperwork. You feel me? On pacer.gov. That's an official government website. You feel me? I'm just letting you know, their names is on some flight manifest. I don't know if you supposed to hang out with a nigga like that. I'm just saying.
First of all, you think he's canceled?
Who? Academics?
He got suspended. Canceled. He got suspended from Complex.
He should have been suspended,
which
though.
He didn't need. Exactly, because he was calling Nicki Minaj, all these other girls, bitches. He called she signed the TDE.
Who, SZA?
SZA. He called SZA a Amazon bitch.
But I'm not.
But then
what
you call? What you call fucking Chrissy Teigen and John Legend suck a dick? I bet you John Legend made that call like, yo, yeah, what?
Not even that.
Let's get these niggas out. Get this nigga out of here.
I wouldn't even say that. I just think Act played his part. Like, he done. Like, he just got to that point. You feel me? Because you can't. He's not really an industry person, but he trying to speak on industry shit. You feel what I'm saying? He's plugged in to a certain extent. You feel what I'm saying?
He got the internet streets, though.
Yeah, that's the thing. He got the internet streets, but that shit don't really mean nothing. As you can see in real life, that shit don't mean nothing. Because you got to think about this. Look at all the niggas that's hot on the internet.
Yeah. Academics got a lot of niggas killed. In Chicago, he
didn't get nobody killed. He just was speaking on a lot of shit.
Amping up the set.
Yeah, he just doing a lot of shit. Like, you playing interrogation and shit, and showing like, oh, this nigga died after he said this and that. You don't say shit like that. You doing too much. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mind your business. You feel what I'm saying? He one of them type of dudes. He just doing too much. Mind your business. You feel what I'm saying? But we came at Freddie Gibbs. That's when I thought it was over for.
Oh, he told Freddie Gibbs. What he told Freddie Gibbs?
He told Freddie Gibbs he's not relevant, because, you know, Freddie Gibbs and Jeezy got beef, right? So Freddie Gibbs got signed to Jeezy, and then Jeezy and him had a little dispute or whatever, and Freddie Gibbs doing his own thing. Now, mind you, if you don't know who Freddie Gibbs is, he's one of the best lyricists out.
His two projects is put out fire. They fire.
He that. You feel what I'm saying?
He fire.
He got his own lane. He don't got to do too much. He get his money, got his own lane, shit like that, getting his money. Now, mind you, he just not an internet celebrity. You feel what I'm saying? So, academics don't think that, oh,
he popping.
Yeah. Which he's very relevant. If you know hip hop, you know who the fuck Freddie Gibbs is.
Yeah.
So boom, they get into a little situation. Now Freddie Gibbs violating them. You feel what I'm saying? Like, told me to go pitch his titties.
Meek too.
Yeah. But academics be doing too much. You feel me? Like, why you? If you're not a street dude, it's a certain tone you should have when you speak to people. If you're not ready to do nothing, don't speak to me aggressive. You feel what I'm saying? Especially if we grown men.
Exactly.
Period. And you what you say? Fact, fuck being street. If you a grown man, don't speak to me any type of aggressive. If you not, you know what I'm saying? If you're not going to take it there.
Yeah, yeah. If
speak to me with the right tone. Nigga.
And if you do say it, stand on your own 2 feet.
Facts.
Stand on your own
two feet. Don't be like, oh, I'm not a street nigga, but I mean, suck my dick.
What? Oh, shit. You bringing up shit.
You know what I'm saying? I'm being real. Like,
that's facts.
You gotta. You can't.
If you say that, stand on it. Whatever happens, happens.
They ain't trying to talk money with rappers? Like, come on. Come on.
Because he bought a $2 million house for his mom and
who
shit.
Who give a fuck about that $2 million house? Your best friend is 6'9". We don't care about
that's
you,
that's a
nigga.
Fact. That's the a fact. Fuck?
Like, nah, that's how I'm coming. Like, don't. That's why we tell niggas, like, bro, you just gotta. You when you grown, it's certain shit that you just cannot say to people. And when you do say it to somebody, expect the energy to recuperate yourself. You feel what I'm saying?
But I don't watch Everyday Struggle. That shit is trash. But I like Wayno on it. Wayno's good. I fuck with Wayno.
Industry nigga.
I fuck with Wayno.
That's from the beginning era to this era.
Age from the streets.
Know what I'm saying? He could talk on a lot of shit.
I fuck with Wayno.
Hold on, my boy Rob in here. He know about Freddie Gibbs. That's his man's 100 grand. So that's my boy Rob. You feel me?
Oh, yeah, he know.
That's it. Freddie Gibbs, that's his man's.
But like, he from the show. I like Wayno a lot. Credible guy. Good on the mic. But that girl Nadeska, trash.
She got to go.
She is trash.
She got to go.
Then she want to come and defend the women and shit. All this type of shit. Where were you when he was calling these black women Amazon bitches? Calling them bitches. But when you say something about Chrissy Teigen, you know what I mean? Is she even black? I know she's like Asian something.
Facts. You know what I mean? Rob. He got a little fame. That's what happened to internet niggas, right, though. You get popping.
She want to defend niggas after that. You can't talk to women like that. Nah, 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 nah. But now when you talk about some niggas that got, you know what I mean?
She not play her black role. What she is. She's an industry executive type of person. So that means she got her first job out of college, writing for Complex, working in the building. She going to say whatever to keep her job.
She boring, man.
Yeah, we ain't really off it.
Yeah, but shout out to Wayno. So Academics is canceled?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think nobody really fucked with him that was really of the culture. He's not really a positive force. Like, you know how some niggas is negative, but they positive at the same time? Like, they inspiring people, they doing shit, but they talking about a lot of negative shit, like most rappers. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But Academics got no positive platform. Like, his platform is literally for people not of the culture. Like, his fans is nobody inside the culture.
Oh, like, look, let me see what black people doing.
No, I'm saying, like, he wanted them, but
white, if a white person was like, yo, let me see what niggas doing.
Academics are going to go to. You know what I'm saying? Somebody outside the culture, that's the informant. You feel me? That's how I look at it. But yeah, Academics, he out of here.
He said, facts. Niggas out of here.
Out of here. I mean, I'm glad he going. Niggas ain't going to miss him. I really ain't know who he was until niggas told me he's from New Jersey. So I'm like, let me see who this nigga is.
Right.
Then I was like, this nigga? This Bozo. Nigga from Edison? Done with this nigga.
He went to Rutgers, I think.
He went to Rutgers in Newark, yeah.
He's out of here.
Going.
They said clown. His friends are the people who need the culture explained for them.
Thank you. People outside the culture.
Yeah, like white people. Let's see what monkey. I'm not saying that. But like, if I was white, let me see what these monkey niggas doing.
That's some shit he would.
That's facts.
That's some shit.
You know what I mean? All right, so what's next time? What you want to talk about?
Damn, what we going through this versus shit?
He told Chrissy Teigen, John Legend, suck a dick. That's crazy.
But let's get this nigga. T.I., what the fuck is you thinking?
Talk to him, Ty.
The fuck is wrong with you talking about you can fuck with 50 Cent?
I'm going to sit back on this one.
The fuck is wrong with niggas? Mm. Show me this nigga top 20.
Who that, T.I.?
Yeah, let me see T.I.'s top 20.
Top 20?
I bet you nothing in his top 20 is fucking with two records or 50 Cent first album.
What we got, Ty? Read that. What we got?
First record they put up here for his 20. Swagger Like Us. Fire record.
That's good.
Fire.
Fire.
I still don't think it's better than. Is it better than Mini Men?
Hell no.
Is it better than In the Club?
Hell no.
I just named two records. I don't even want to do that. I only named two records. He ain't got it. Hold on up.
Hold on. T.I. got his hits. Nope. He got hits.
But he ain't fucking with 50. The fuck is you talking about? Shit. What?
He'll leave that nigga to dust. Fat.
He ain't got to bring his G Unit shit in.
He'll leave that nigga to dust.
Yeah, thank you. Look, hold up. You got Swagger Like Us, Top Down.
Yeah.
That's a good record.
Yeah.
Live Your Life was a hit. I don't like the record, but it was a hit.
Trash.
Whatever You Like, that's a hit.
Hit.
What You Know, that's a good record. Bring Them Out, that's an anthem right there. Blurred Lines, that's a good record. Dead and Gone, that's a record. Fancy, And she fire. Fancy, huh? She fancy, huh?
Fire.
Nails done, hair done. Hey, that's a record. 24s. Hey, look. Big shit popping. Another one.
That's my shit.
Hold up. We taking over.
Mm-hmm.
Never scared.
Mm.
Shoulder lean. Hey, hey, look. Let's get away. Rubber band man. I'm mm-hmm. serious.
Mm-hmm.
Soldier with Destiny Child. You don't know me. That's all she wrote. You feel me? That's he got some records. He got some records, but listen. Listen, when we talking about 50 Cent, when we talking Hustlers hold on, Ambition.
Hold on.
What happened? These niggas understand.
50 Cent album sales starting to decline as where the album sales got better. Because 50 been out.
First of all. My nigga.
Talk to him.
This is my favorite rapper of all time. This is who I grew up idolizing.
Right.
Nigga. None of them records is fucking with 50's first album. And that's only got like 15 records on it. Matter of fact, right there, I just didn't give y'all 20. For everybody that's in the live,
that
I gave y'all 20.
Reckless.
I gave y'all 20.
Right.
Go to the first album right now. I'ma name, you can't name 20 better than the motherfucking first album.
Right there.
Hold up. We go to the second record on the motherfucking album. What up, Gangsta? Better than every 20 records I just named from T.I.
T.I. got 20 tracks on it. Was close.
Patiently Waiting is better than everything I just named from fucking T.I. Mini Men is better than everything. Yo. Everything. Hold up. In the Club. Your grandmother know In the Club. Stop fucking with me, yo.
Your teachers be singing that.
Nigga, what? Go show. Nigga.
Yeah, that's back.
Hold up. If I can't. Nigga, stop. Yo.
Hold up. What up, Gangsta?
I already said that. P-I-M-P? Nigga, hold up. We 21 questions? 21 questions is better than every record T.I. ever made in his life.
Come on,
we ain't
man.
Even get to another album. We on the first album, nigga. We not even on another album
come
yet.
Come on, man.
Y'all not. Come on. Wangsta? Come on, man.
I'm going to listen to shit in the car.
Y'all got to stop.
We
go to another album. I just gave you 8 records. Nigga. I gave you 8 records. They better than all 20 of his shits.
Nigga.
We go to the shit from Get Rich or Die Trying, the movie soundtrack.
Hustlers
we go to
Ambition.
A movie soundtrack. This shit better than T.I. Stop fucking with me, man. Hustle Ambition better than T.I. Hold up. Window Shopper. Hold on. Maybe go another way. I got some more for you. I Whip Your Head, boy. Nigga, what?
Hold on. Window
two
Shopper.
Two niggas in the front. Two niggas in the back.
That's 4 niggas riding strapping.
Grandpa's
Cadillac.
Stop playing. I got voices. In, oh,
hold on.
Y'all bugging right
when
now.
When it rains, it pours.
Nigga.
Best friend. If I could be your best friend. I want you around all the time.
I want you around all the time.
If I could be best friend.
Nigga. Hold up. Candy Shop? Y'all niggas. Stop.
Yeah, y'all niggas is on dust, man.
Bro, it's not even close,
first
my
of
nigga.
All, How to Rob was one of the greatest fucking songs in the world.
Bruh,
that's facts.
We just gave y'all niggas 20 records. The shit was too much. T.I. can't even play another record. And we didn't even give you ones with features. T.I. had features. We didn't give you 50 Cent records that had features. We could go to the G-Unit catalog.
Nah.
Different.
This is
with Joe? Hold on. 50 Cent and Joe? How many records they got? Nigga.
Y'all making me mad. Who's in here think T.I. will smoke, not even smoke 50, but beat 50? Who in here?
He ain't even close.
Who in here in the chat thinks that?
T.I. need to talk to niggas like Rick Ross.
Shit.
Mama, hold up. Rick Ross might blow that nigga
out. Yeah, you out. Hold up. Say YouTube.
Who the fuck is... Who is T.I. even...
First of all,
Cameron?
On YouTube...
Cameron, Jim Jones?
Cameron smoked that nigga too. In YouTube, write your comments. Who you think will win? 50 or T.I.?
I don't even know what to talk to niggas no more, man. Tyrone, shut up. Jadakiss not fucking with 50 Cent, man. We just...
Jadakiss not fucking with T.I.?
Yeah, that
I mean, T.I. not fucking with Jadakiss. That's a fact.
We just talking about rap? We talking about records.
We talking about
records?
Jada got shit for the 90s.
He got classics, though. He got classics. T.I. don't got to be classics. No. Look, it's not even a bias. I'm just saying right now, everything I said to y'all, like, come on now. Them records is good no matter what.
Hold on. What'd I say?
Jadakiss and T.I.? Yeah. I mean,
Jada won.
He got more classics. He don't got an all-around better records. He got better classics, though.
You got to think about that Rough Rider back in the day.
But that's what I'm saying. Features. He got a lot of... He featured on tracks.
Jada sweat Fab because Fab ain't played a...
Fab?
He ain't played a Summer...
Summer Shootout.
He ain't played that. He ain't played no other shit.
Fab? I take Fab over T.I.
Duh.
Who the fuck T.I. supposed to battle? Keep it a buck. He got the best out of this city. He better battle Migos or somebody. I don't know. He ain't... Ludacris the best out of the city. We want to be keeping a hundo.
I ain't gonna lie.
Ludacris will kill T.I.
I like T.I. though.
Ludacris.
T.I.'s my guy, but
smoke that nigga.
He
has smoked that nigga.
My favorite album was that T.I. versus T.I.P. album.
That's it.
T.I. don't got enough records to fuck with a lot of niggas.
Yeah, he got about thuggers.
Yeah, he might, maybe T.I. versus Young Thug.
Or Gunna or something.
Hey, yo, no cat, when I get fried, when I be off the sour, that nigga Gunna is fire. We're sober now. I ain't fucking with him, but
I'm about to say stop.
Huh?
Stop it.
That nigga, he fire. I ain't gonna hold you. When I'm cooking, that nigga fire.
He definitely got face Migos or something.
Yeah, maybe. Nah, Key to G. I think Migos Savage might smoke that nigga.
Come on, my nigga.
I don't know. That's a close one. Migos versus T.I. might be close.
Yeah, Gunna trash.
Yeah, I don't like him when I'm sober. I'm not fucking with him. Him and Lil Baby, I'm not really fucking with. But when I'm hot, I fuck with them.
Hold on. You ain't fuck with Lil Baby.
Nah, I'm not a super fan.
What are you on, nigga?
I'm being honest with you. You mad at me because I don't like the nigga?
Why you don't like the nigga?
He right. He ain't crazy.
He got the
streets right now.
He got the streets. He got everything.
He got it right
now.
You
ain't messing with Lil Baby. I should smack you.
Yamas just said Gunna smoking to your eyes. Stop.
Hold on.
That's some Delaware nigga. Nah, we ain't going to put him on today.
Gunna smoking T.I.
Whoa. You talking about right now? Talking about right now, Corey?
Yeah, Lil Baby's the best out right now, nigga.
Oh, and hell yeah, in Atlanta? Hell yeah, he got it. I'm not.
In the world.
Oh, nah, smoking.
Lil Baby got the streets, man.
He got the streets right now. I'm not personally don't fuck with him. You mad at me. I say it out. Nigga cool, but I ain't bumping Lil Baby in my car. I'm not, that's like the shit I'm putting on.
Fuck.
That's just me.
You feel me? Bug, nigga.
Who I'm bumping right now? Who just dropped some shit that was fire?
I bumped Pop Smoke shit recently, bro.
Yeah, but nah, Young 50, Thug. I've been listening Thug, to 50 all day. Yeah, he not top two in this city. Oh, yeah. I'm about to get
nah, yeah.
Thug and Lil... He said ever? Oh, this nigga Corey smoking.
Thug and Lil Baby, best out south.
Whoa. Nigga, what?
Gucci.
Hey, yo. Hold on. They not... Them niggas not even in the conversation. Thugga and fucking Baby not fucking with Jeezy. Like,
yeah, you're right.
What are we talking about? Yeah, they not fucking with Ludacris. Them niggas ain't fucking with Lil Jon. Like, Lil Jon had a better era than them. Stop. I go through it.
Come on, my nigga.
He had a whole...
Lil Jon, bro. Right,
let's put the hits up. Let's put the hits. Jon got hits. He had the clubs 2000s. 2000 to 2008, that nigga had the clubs.
My nigga, all he did was hit. Hype shit up.
Put his hits up right now.
I'm going to put...
Hold on. Better than Thugger? Ludacris is better than Thugger. Fuck is we talking about?
That's a fact.
Jeezy's better than Thugger.
Like, it's not even his songs, bruh.
What are you talking about? That's all. He produced. Oh, what you just say about that niggas? He wrote them. He produced them.
I did say that.
Yeah, thank you.
Damn, yeah, facts.
Hits.
Get low.
Young Thug don't got enough hits for Lil Jon.
Nah. Yeah, Lil Jon smoking that nigga.
Yeah, smoking that nigga. Come on, man.
Yeah, Lil Jon smoking that nigga.
All right, this nigga said Bankroll Fresh better than Thug. All right,
Bankroll Fresh. Come was up now, and coming on, but bro. He ain't put as much. He was Yo, going way too soon
stop.
He was going
stop
way too
it.
Soon
Stop
He
it.
Was going way too soon
Stop it
He was going way too soon
Stop it
He was going way too soon
Stop Nigga, Flocka and Thug could go at it. Flocka got hits.
Who?
Flocka.
Oh, Walker? Nah, Flocka
got
fire.
Flocka got fire. Stop playing with me. And I was down there when he was in his prime. Flocka had the streets. Think Baby got this. Flocka had the
now,
streets.
Baby, he's different, bro.
He got right
he's
now.
Spitting.
He, look,
he's spitting.
He having it. Whoa. That's calm. He's saying something. He ain't saying all that now. This nigga, yo.
Why Corey, you hating, my nigga?
I'm not hating. I just said I personally don't fuck with it. I just said me.
Yo, you a hating he, ass nigga.
How am I hating? Because I don't like, I got to like the nigga.
He not spitting. Yo.
He not.
He ain't
Name a little baby bar right now. Name a baby bar right now.
The nigga the song he just put out, nigga.
Name a bar in the song right now that make you be like, oh, this nigga's wilding.
I don't remember.
Yeah,
you asking
exactly,
me.
That's why you know it ain't
the
that.
The bigger picture. Go it listen to the bigger picture.
I listen to that shit every day on the radio when I'm driving.
Fire.
It's cool. Hold up. And let's be honest too. He said the South. Lil Wayne's the best rapper out the South. Period. Let's be honest.
Why am I doing a podcast with this nigga?
Cause you on the wave right now. I'm not on the wave. I be listening to niggas really rap. I be like,
he my cool. Nigga, you said
he what cool.
Let's move on, nigga. What's that? What niggas is saying?
They talking about the best out of the South ever.
Wheezy, nigga.
That's easy. Tell what he said. You talking about? You talking about Atlanta? Thug not even in the top five out of Atlanta, like, nigga.
In Atlanta, ever? We talking about ever?
Nigga, we could. You know how many rappers, nigga? There is.
Name.
Right now, I just name you mines right now. Outkast, but I pick.
Oh, sheesh.
3,000. First of all, CeeLo Green is better than motherfucking
catalog,
Young Thug.
Catalog.
CeeLo Green better than Young Thug, and he really rap. Y'all niggas is
catalog.
Tripping.
CeeLo Green got a catalog, bro.
They set trends. I give them that. They've been on fire the last 15. They've been on fire. They got a lot of blues in their hip hop. Let's just say that. That's what I hear.
CeeLo got catalog, bro.
That's what I'm saying. These niggas is different. They
vibe. Outkast, Andre 3000, one of my favorite rappers.
Big Boi Lowkey is the most underrated rapper I think I've ever heard.
Bars.
He got bars for days. He's too much. You feel me?
Yeah, facts.
Out of Atlanta? Then I
ain't got no problem with that.
Yeah, I'll take 3 stacks. You take 3 stacks against anybody.
Yeah, I'll take 3.
Yeah, look. That's how you know you don't listen to enough music, bro. You don't listen to enough music.
Yo, Corey. Don't listen to enough music. This the guy.
We shout this nigga out today on the show. We shout him out.
Right.
We say we can go get a bucket. You feel what I'm saying? That's my mans.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Look. Corey made the jersey list at the crib. You feel me? I got when I get my crib right. I got the niggas jerseys in the glass, and I put them in the living room. You feel what I'm saying?
Respect.
That's my nigga. I'm gonna put him in. He made the Jersey Hall of Fame. You feel what I'm saying? And his nigga come on the show today and start talking.
I think number two and Sarah was retired. It's retired.
They might have to do that. They might. If they don't do it, I'm gonna make a call.
About niggas, CeeLo Green. CeeLo Green is fire. That
nigga.
He's fire.
Name a Young Thug song better than Crazy. And that's some new shit. That ain't no old shit. That? Fire. And that song fire.
In the Goody 90s, Mob NY days. Was on top. NY was on top in the
nigga,
90s.
New York still popping. Like, niggas just don't listen.
But we, like, RP pop, man. RP pop.
Yo, Chef G and Sleepy Hollow right now. God.
Them niggas is.
They in the. Respect my. Nah. See, look. This is where you gotta educate the
this
youth.
This the nigga.
You gotta educate the youth.
You can't tell us. This the nigga that don't. He don't, nigga. A Boogie can put out some trash. He'll think it's legendary. Tory Lanez can put out trash. He like, yo, Edgering fire, yo.
Listen, just you know, y'all listen to some music.
You're wildin'.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Y'all, man, I don't agree with you a lot of shit, you're but wildin', I agree with wildin'. You, my nigga. I'm not a Thug fan.
Thug is trash? Almost smacked you, my nigga.
The nigga
Thug
sold, is hold trash? On, he sold 3K for his week on Barter 6. We talking about numbers now, academics?
Come on, my nigga.
Let's talk. Hold on up. Nobody else in Atlanta
Jordan had a bad day.
Hold on up. Nobody else in Atlanta sold less than 3K? Nigga went aluminum. Come on, bro. Stop fucking talking with me, man. Thug ain't doing nothing.
But he's not trash. That was just a bad project.
Bad project. So I mean,
bad promotion, probably. You don't know. Thug are not trash. Hold on. Boogie got the city. What? Of what? New York? He bucket. I'm not even gonna lie. Pop Smoke still got the city.
Yeah, he was on his way up. He was
still got to me. To me, a legend.
Nah, too early. He ain't get.
But
there.
To me, he's a legend.
Only a legend because he died.
Well,
I'm being real.
But I was saying that shit when he was. I'm like, yo, who this?
Nah, he ain't did enough.
He was going to though.
We hope so. I'm saying a lot of niggas is. They had that hot year. He had a hot year.
Shout out to my niggas from the East Side too. I gotta give my niggas a shout out. Plug my niggas
my
in.
Nigga Corey,
my nigga Ro and C, they got some projects out. Shit lit, I'm telling you, man.
Check them out. But look, I'm just trying to tell niggas this. CeeLo Green, if you don't know CeeLo Green, go look up his catalog. Go look up his music. Niggas
nah,
fire.
CeeLo Green
is fire.
Catalog is ridiculous.
Goody Mob, if you listen to his Goody Mob days, he was in his bag rapping. Like come
CeeLo
on,
Green
bro.
Is nice.
He don't know
I can't
about
lie,
you. Know who Goody Mob
CeeLo
is.
Green's nice.
No. He don't even know who Goody Mob is, and he trying to talk about CeeLo Green like Thug that. Thug just hot right
Y'all
now.
Y'all is a disrespectful ass nigga.
Yeah, we gonna have to.
I'm about to block him.
Rest in peace of Pop Smoke though, but I like the album. You know, I think it wasn't ready to come out yet, But they had to push it out. I think he needed a lot of some more touches on that thing. You feel me?
Yeah, Pop Smoke is nice. Yeah, he's wild talking about, yo, he only got the city because he passed. What the hell he had it before
that.
About?
That Meet the Woo 2, I think that's better than the album, Keep It G.
Meet the Woo 2 is fire.
I think that was better than the album.
But this was the album Pop wanted. He wanted that love, singing type of album.
Yeah, we talking about music right now, too?
Yeah, he wanted that album. He wanted that album. Yeah, he said he wanted that singing ladies. I feel love that. I feel
that.
Album.
But I think right, that's the city on the come up though. That's like taking over right now. Brooklyn got like 15 niggas out right now. Like
Harlem, nigga.
15.
Harlem, nigga. Rogue, Sieg, East, all of them. Eastside, Harlem.
Nah, I ain't gonna hold you right. Oh yes, yo, look, my boy Rob be in his bag. Griselda.
My nigga Stacks. Look, my Lex Ave niggas. My 105th Street Wilson niggas. My Washington
shit.
Project niggas. My Wilson niggas. And my Lex Ave niggas.
That's a
my
fact.
My Jeff niggas. All my niggas from Harlem, man.
Nah. But I ain't gonna hold you. Brooklyn right now. Shit. East Coast.
Bobby and Rowdy coming back.
Yeah, look, that's gonna be the greatest thing at the end of the year. That's some energy niggas need.
Facts.
That's energy niggas need. I'm being real, though. Brooklyn right now, I ain't gonna hold you. They got like 15 artists out. That's legit. That they really got a
Griselda.
Got a great Griselda. That's Buffalo. That's North. That's New York. That's
but it's
state.
Hard though. They hard though.
They fire. Best rappers coming
Max
out right
B.
now.
Max B. Yeah, my guy.
Big we need that. We need that.
Silver Surfer.
Hold on. Ain't no Young Thug without Max B coming out. Let's put it.
Ain't no Young Thug with half of these niggas.
That's a
Drake.
Fact. Max B.
Drake.
Max B. A lot of these niggas got their whole shit.
ASAP Rocky.
Oh, all these
all
niggas.
Them niggas.
The Wave.
Silver Surfer. That's my mans.
Look, we speaking some shit right now. I'm just being honest with y'all. I think the best city in the East Coast right now with music is the nigga.
Corey. That's facts. Chef G and
no,
Sleepy
he
got...
didn't, Corey. Corey, no.
What is he talking about? That's how you don't know music, Corey.
He the second
on the PS4,
he the second nigga of the shit that come out.
On the PS4, they think I don't be know what I be talking about.
Look, first of all, let's be honest. Future came out with this, would start singing a little bit. He had that Pluto album. And then,
not what you were saying?
No, I'm saying Future, what's it called? Started that little wave in Atlanta. That singing on the record wave shit.
Yeah.
Drake was out already coming in to his little own. So niggas like, word, I like what Drake doing. I like what Future doing. Feel me? And then you start seeing
Wayne
and Payne was out. A lot of us coming up. A lot of these young artists right. coming up right now. They got to watch T-Pain and Lil Wayne.
Right.
In that whole mumble rap / auto-tune shit. Mm-hmm. And then,
singing
you feel me,
shit.
You just get artists out that water. You know what I'm saying?
They violate my nigga Silver Surfer. French don't own his whole career, nigga. What are you talking about?
He do. To Max B, he came out with Max B. That's how he got famous.
What? No, he did not.
Yes,
Max
did.
B been popping before.
No. But I'm saying French came out of Max. He's saying French owes his career to Max B.
Oh,
My fault.
You got it.
People on YouTube, I just want y'all to know, don't take my friend Corey that serious. Man.
Yeah, please.
Shit. Nigga just said Future Thug and Lil Baby the greatest to come out of Atlanta.
Yeah,
we all know that's not true. We just gonna let niggas ride, you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
do their thing.
He's way.
You know what I'm saying? He don't win the music like that. We just gonna let him ride. You know what I'm saying?
What the fuck?
These people we speaking about are some co-members of the podcast. They are out of town family. Like, they not in town with us, so we fuck with them like that. They like niggas we call once in a while, check up on them, shit like that. You feel what I'm saying?
Telling you, man, y'all bugging, bro.
Yeah, nah, Max B and them, they all came up together, though. You feel me? Cocaine DVDs, thank you. That's where everything got started at.
Where do I go? Porno music.
Look,
Max is the guy. He, you know what I mean?
He started this wave, this for real, for real. I can't sing, but I'ma sing. That nigga.
Yeah.
Shorty is a 10 is still top 5 Max B records ever.
Sorry. I'm about to, man. Yeah,
what's next? Because we got a little bit off subject. We started going crazy. But let's end of that conversation. 50 Cent will smoke T.I. T.I. need to call somebody. But I don't know who the fuck he need to battle. He need to battle somebody on a lower tier. He not even the best out of the city. Let's just be honest. I don't think he top 5, but he not even in there.
Nah, facts.
You feel what I'm saying? Where we going next? What's next on the list today, man? What's the next topic we talking about? Speaking on some shit, man.
You want to go to sports?
I mean, we don't even give a fuck. The niggas ain't play yet. I mean, they feeding the NBA niggas dog food and shit.
Roaches. They got roaches in the hotel.
They giving them niggas real hotel food, like some bullshit. Damn. Some crackers and fucking apples that's cut up and shit. Niggas can't even eat a real meal. Niggas out there eating like they homeless.
My nigga,
shit.
Them niggas got roaches in the hotel, bro.
Them niggas, I feel bad for them.
So you want to talk about the bubble then?
We talk about the fucking bubble.
Talk about the bubble. They feed the niggas
bullshit,
half cooked chicken, school fruit.
Niggas said school fruit
and it's roaches in the hotel.
I feel bad for them niggas.
They talking about it's like AU days, all that type of
niggas
shit.
Niggas ain't better at AU. Nigga, we went to McDonald's or something. Nigga, right. God damn.
Fridays. You know what I mean? Do you think it's safe of what the way the NBA is handling this situation? You think it will be safe enough?
My nigga, ain't nothing too safe or it could be safe enough. First of all, if you got the bubble, why you ain't getting no cooks inside the bubble?
They do got cooks, but like, they leave it in and out. Like Adam Silver said, I'm not going to be in the bubble. I'm going to be in and out the bubble. Same as the cooks.
I don't know, man. That's a lot of shit going on. Either you going to get it done or not. You feel me? If you had to sign up and play, you catch the shit, you can't play no more.
I mean, I don't know, bro. I don't think the bubble is.
And then the dumb shit I don't really like about bubble too is just like, niggas supposed to be like,
I don't know.
When Kyrie came out and said, you know, we shouldn't even play, we should be doing more. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm looking at what they're doing for the bubble. I'm like, yeah, they shouldn't have played. Like, do you think changing your name on the back of your jersey is doing something? Or writing Black Lives Matter on this court is doing something? That shit to me, like, niggas want to symbolize something. Nah, but we need real, tangible change. That right there, that kind of.
It's all about the money, though. You know that, Ty.
I know it's about the money. That's my thing, is that they not getting. Like, they.
It's all about the money.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, well,
you motherfuckers gonna play, because, nigga, we got fucking contracts to be filled out with TV networks.
That's a fact.
You know
what
I mean?
It's all about the money.
But me, I really don't care. It's gonna be boring. I'm gonna be bored, because the only sports I'm really watching without audience is like UFC. I think
boxing.
That UFC is going up because you can actually hear it. Woo. Boxing is lit. That's really it.
I mean, but hey, look, shout out to my boy Patrick Mahomes.
Mm.
Got that nice little, you feel me?
What that? $503 million.
Guaranteed at least.
Half a billion.
Guaranteed 140.
That's what I didn't get.
But it's because it goes up each year, the salary cap.
Incentives.
You get the incentives and you get the percentages. You feel what I'm saying? So he got a deal that's worth $500 million.
Well, the thing is, we know he's going to get the incentives. He's going to throw for like 15 touchdowns plus more. He's going to the Super Bowl. We know this. So he's getting.
And probably like 300 out that. He definitely getting 300.
Yeah, he's getting all the incentives.
He get guaranteed 300. I mean, that's what's up, though. I ain't mad at
10
it.
Years. Damn. I was like, what the fuck? But I think they did this deal so they could sign other players down the line. Because, like you said, the money is going up. So they're going to have enough money to sign Chris Jones, which is, I think, the DN or defensive tackle on that dude on the line. Probably, arguably, the fifth best player on the team.
This nigga having a kid this year, I tell you that.
Mahomes?
Yeah.
Oh, he's shooting a club up. Would you?
He don't got no choice.
I'm building an estate.
His girl already letting you know. Niggas, I'm guaranteeing my estate, nigga.
Yeah.
I'm guaranteeing my 50 mil. She guaranteed her 50 mil.
I need that.
She need that 50 mil. She got guaranteed.
You know,
that's
the parents like, yo, lock that nigga down. What are you doing?
Minute that shit got her homegirl called her like, bitch, what is you doing?
Yeah.
Where he at? Call that nigga.
Yeah. Meet him at the crib. Butt naked.
Nigga ain't even get off. He ain't even leave the meeting yet. She already sending messages. He like, oh.
Nudes.
Oh, hold up. He need open marriage. And that's the type of shit I'm talking when I get to the house. I got 500 mil. I'm fucking any bitch I want.
But
you my bitch.
They do that.
When you that rich,
they do that.
You could do that.
You got to understand. I'm the guy.
I'm him.
I'm him. Like, I'm Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes. I'm him. You got to understand.
You with it or what?
You with it or what? Or you can leave.
Hold on. She ain't gonna leave because she ain't married, so she ain't guaranteed nothing.
That's the thing. That's a fact.
Look, play it smart.
That's a fact. Look. I don't owe you nothing, bitch. You not married to me. Let's get married.
Nah.
Of course
whoa. I'm not getting married.
He probably love her, though. Come on, man.
I'm not getting married. I just had $500 mil. I marry you when my shit over.
He 24.
Look, I'm 34. We can get married at 34. That's a good age to get married.
One of my OG said, I'ma keep his name. I'ma keep it. I ain't gonna say his name. He said, your cheating days end at 27. So Patrick Mahomes. 30. 30.
30.
You say 30?
30. Why 30, lie? Like, you like, all right. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting a little too old for this shit. Can't move like how I used to.
Cheating days stop at 30, 27. So Mahomes, don't get married. 24 years old. You just got half a bill, which we know you're going to get because you're going to do all the sentences and all that shit.
How about get married at 34? You feel me?
First of all, he's going to need me. Don't be surprised if you hear, I'm not with my girl no more.
Look.
You know what I mean?
At 30, it's time to shut down time. For me, 30 is like, all right, I'm ready to get my life together. You know, let me go ahead and do what I do. You feel me?
Until 27, it's time for heartbreaks. That's facts.
Look.
Yo, I'm telling you, bro.
This nigga said, chill, my wife next to me. Listen. Tyrone, he's a man of God, okay? Yeah, you feel me? Shout out to my boy Tyrone. You feel me?
But I'm saying.
But listen, I'm telling you from other niggas' standpoints. Listen, if I sign a contract of $500 mil and I'm not married... Well, nah, I'm going to say, if I sign a contract right now for $500 mil...
Mind you, 24. Oh, no.
Bar still come and say, yo, you want to get that podcast for $500 mil.
I'm leaving you niggas. I don't know who none of you niggas are.
We shooting a podcast from a different city, state. We won't even know. I ain't even going to let niggas get on the live no more. I'm like, I don't even know who these niggas is talking to.
I'm getting a new phone, nigga. I'm switching on niggas. Y'all miss who? Who? Who this nigga? Nah, I'm fucking around. But I'm not getting 24 years old, $500 mil. He's going to be wilding. I salute Patrick Mahomes, though. And we know Deshaun Watson's next. He getting that bag.
He ain't getting $500 mil.
Hell, he going to get like... He gonna
Lamar
get,
Jackson, I don't know.
He's not getting 500, bro. That tax bracket is Mahomes' bracket. That's Mahomes.
I don't know.
300 mil ain't bad. You know what I mean?
I'll take the 300 mil.
Yeah, they going to get... They gonna get that, 200, better, 300 mil.
They better get 200, 300.
That's if a fact.
But nigga cutting me on some Dak Prescott, I need 140.
Stop it.
I'm like, nigga, stop it. Slap shot
of yeah, get the fuck out of here. First of all, the Lamar, Deshaun, they're 200 getting mil. 200 they better get and 300 200. Plus. Trust. They're not getting that Mahomes bracket. Ain't yeah. No way in hell.
Because
Mahomes is on.
He just won a Super Bowl. He can get that.
And he's different, bro. Lamar, Deshaun. That's really it for the young niggas.
Yeah, I don't see nobody's getting that money.
They're getting like 200, 300. And that's a fact.
That's facts.
That's a fact. What's next, Todd? We want to talk about this.
What's up? What
we at? Nick going to Howard.
What's wrong?
What's his name? What's his name?
Don Maker? Not Don. That's his brother. I mean, cousin.
Yeah.
But Maker.
Something Maker, right?
Yeah, that's beautiful.
What's his name, man? Let me see. Hold on. Pulling up. Maku Maker?
There you go.
Macure Maker?
Yeah.
Don Maker's what? Cousin, you said?
Yeah, he's cousin.
He's attending Howard University. Shout out to Howard University, HBCUs. That's a good move. Perfect. And
yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah, so it's moving towards the right direction because you know Mikey Williams is thinking about going to HBCU. Hopefully, he leads the charge. Once he goes, it's over.
No, I think it's going to be people prior to him. Like, I think what this kid did right here, he started it off.
You know, it's been decades that a five-star recruit went to HBCU.
That's what I don't understand, though. Like, I understand that they don't have as much as the other schools have to offer. That's why I know the money is in the game because just think about this as a thought process. Why would you not want to go to a school that's built for you?
My nigga, that's because they thinking about the league.
The league? If you nice, hold on, I don't want to hear that shit. There's a nigga right now going first round, top 10 pick, played JUCO basketball last year. The fuck is we talking about? Stop. If you nice, you nice. That shit don't mean nothing.
He's going top 10?
They got him at the top 10 right now.
I'm talking about this nigga.
If he didn't go to college, they had him in the first round.
First of all, they not going. How much? When's the last time you saw Howard University on TV?
When the last time he had a five-star recruit? They get TV time in their city, in D.C. They don't get national TV time. Most D1 colleges get TV time in their city. They just don't get it nationally. Now they're going to get them nationally.
Damn, I was coming out. I had my whole game plan when I came in. I'm like, yeah, I'm about to argue with this nigga. He ain't going to have no fire back.
Yeah,
let's talk. They never had a five-star recruit. D2 player about to be at least first round.
A JUCO. He's not
JUCO.
D2.
D2. I mean, the JUCO player.
JUCO, first round pick.
Facts.
Because he's legit.
And if you can't play, they will come.
That's anywhere, though. If you putting up numbers.
But
hold on. They used to put the nigga that scored 100 in D3 basketball. He scored 100 points. How many times? He did 3 times in college. He made ESPN. This nigga go to Howard. And yeah, he averaging 40.
He's not going to average 40.
Nah, he probably not. D1 basketball.
Plus, it's going to be all on him. Because we're going to let these other four niggas try to beat us. You not beating us.
That's okay. If he really legit.
He ain't no LeBron, none of that shit. Hold
up. You're going to take that over a nigga that if he was on a team with 5 other superstar niggas and he only averaged 8 points and still go first round? No, I want to see him beat him. That's the pressure you want. You trying to be the best that you trying to be. Give me the ball. Get out the way. Let me go do my thing. Now, next year, you might get 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You know what I'm saying? Going to different schools. Now we going level it up. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Now you're going to look a little different.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So now I'm looking at that. I think that they changing the perspective. And I think, especially that 2023 class, which is all dogs, mind you, two of the top 10 guys in that class jersey. Just so we clear. Shout out to my boy, was DJ Wagner? Camden, dog.
Fire.
They said Mikey not fucking with him. They said Mikey not fucking with him.
Mikey's a dog too, but that nigga.
Wagner got his pace as a freshman, crazy. We ain't, look.
Different.
Like his pops and his grandfather.
Ooh.
Different. Different levels to this shit.
Facts. Where they got LaMelo going? Talk about the Knicks.
Now depending on what pick they fall, though. The Knicks supposed to have a top 5 pick, so we gonna see. Hopefully we get him.
I don't want him to go to the Knicks, though. His career gonna be over.
Nah.
Once you put that jersey on, your career's over. That's how I feel. Put a Knicks jersey on.
Who? Who career was over? Name a player right now that put a jersey on and their career was over.
Melo.
How was his career over?
You get trashed. Like, you just fall off.
He ain't fall off. He put his best. He had his best season in the Knicks uniform.
Porzingis.
He had an MVP. He was voted second guy after LeBron for 2013.
Porzingis.
Porzingis, the reason we know about him because he had a Knicks jersey on. If he went anywhere else, we wouldn't know about him.
Stop it, bro.
What are we talking about? He played in the biggest city with eyes on him. Julius Randle.
He was on the Knicks.
Who? Julius Randle?
He on the Knicks?
Yeah, this year. This is his first season. Hold on. Julius Randle, this is the first time they said, yo, you the man. Here's the ball. He wasn't ready.
Wow, exactly. They make dumbass decisions. Why would they make him the man?
They had nobody else to give the ball to.
Don't make him the man.
But he wanted to be the man. That's why he went there.
He ain't the man.
He had 20-10 in motherfucking New Orleans the year before that. He thought he was ready to be the man. He said, yo.
Dennis Smith, yeah, facts, he fell off.
Nah, that's his own game, though. That's on him. He got plenty of playing time. When you want it, look, because this is for niggas that don't watch the New York Knicks basketball.
I don't watch it.
I watch it. You feel me? Because I'm a super fan.
God bless you.
Niggas that get a chance to be on there and really play, they give you the chance to really play. You got in a pick and roll, high pick and roll, you got chance to really put up numbers.
Okay.
If you're not putting up numbers and you on the Knicks, something's wrong with that's on you. You're not ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? I see Mike Beasley have one of his best seasons when he was what? On the Knicks. Because they said, yo, Mike, here's 30 minutes. Go do something. What Mike do? Go put up numbers.
I guess, man.
You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. Knicks is just was under Steve Mills. Steve Mills is gone now. You feel what I'm saying? So
James Dolan, did he go?
Nah, it wasn't even James Dolan. We had good years with James Dolan.
So you like, what the fuck are you talking about,
we went to 3 straight playoffs.
You like James Dolan? You like James Dolan?
I don't give a fuck. He doesn't. To me, people blame James Dolan, but he pays the money. He gives them whatever the niggas ask for.
He's kicking niggas out that's having an opinion about you should sell the Knicks. They're chanting. They're kicking fans out. He's kicking Knicks legends out.
Hold on.
You keeping them as your manager?
If this is my fucking business and you come here talking shit to me, get the fuck out of my building, nigga. Who is you?
They're paying you, nigga.
Nigga, I paid you.
You're paying the fans? How you paying the fans?
No. You said Knicks legends. Nigga, who gave you the contract? Me. I signed that
but
shit.
But I'm
being honest with you right now. If they came nigga, in here, start talking shit to us, we going to tell them get the fuck out. Yes or no?
What?
I'm being real. Niggas all be thinking about it.
Come on, my nigga. So you kick your fans out?
If I don't fucking like them, niggas, it's my
They're
building.
They're paying you, nigga.
It's my building, bitch. Fuck is you talking about? And them don't even be real fans. Them be niggas that just come to the game and just want to say something.
Taurus? Like,
They don't be Knicks fans.
You kicking mother Spike Lee out?
Spike Lee, look, nigga.
Come on, watch your mouth, nigga.
That's my nigga.
Watch your mouth, my nigga.
Reset it. You can share it.
Share it on.
Yeah. Please. Just quick next. Write the title or whatever.
Come on, my nigga. You gonna be doing this extra shit.
Yeah, right, put a dot, nigga. That's it.
And watch your mouth about Spike Lee, nigga.
No, no, no. That's my nigga. I fuck with Spike Lee. What I'm just saying is, you, Spike Lee, ain't get kicked. He got told to go a different way. He ain't like the energy niggas was giving him. That was it. I ain't mad at him.
Fuck, man. You talking shit about Spike Lee, nigga.
I don't talking shit. Being honest.
What was the topic we was talking about?
The bubble. And then we went to Patrick Mahomes.
I don't want to talk about the bubble.
No. More of this shit.
Oh, the Howard University.
Yeah.
He's going top 10, you think?
What, after next year? Because he's supposed to be first round this year.
I don't think he's going first round,
man. That's what he said. That's why he said he's going to go to Howard if he don't get... You know, they had to tell him he's not top 15. He said, all right, I'm going to just go back to school.
Smart.
Click love.
That's smart. Oh, shit. That's smart, though.
I don't see nothing wrong with that.
I don't see nothing wrong with that, neither.
I hope more kids do that.
Yeah. Shout out to the HBCUs. I'm not shitting on Howard. You know what I mean? But I don't think he's going top 10, though, bro. Because when they play that shit on ESPN, they're going to show Duke, Florida getting right. It's going to be like 55,000 people in there. Then you go to Howard University, they going to show some fuzzy-ass highlights on ESPN and all that type of shit.
We going to see. We going to see how it look.
Yeah, we going to see.
Look, they do job, right?
He got to do
right?
his thing, though. He got to do his thing.
You know what I'm saying? If he do his thing and the school do right by him, it's already going to start a trend.
Facts.
Hold up. When they put motherfucking Swag Surf on them during the game, and you see that shit going shaky when you putting up numbers, niggas going to be like this. I'm going to school there. Fuck a Duke anthem and song, whatever the fuck they saying.
Right.
Swag Surf, come on, nigga. We just won by 30. Oh, it's over. They didn't play the Hood National Anthem. Finito, come on.
Nah, after niggas
you, after,
going,
after you hit a dunk,
niggas,
it's over.
Niggas going crazy.
Thank you.
Push it to your thug.
Push it to your thug beefing and shit.
Who you think?
Why
they beefing? Talk to them.
So, boom. So, there was a song supposed to be on Pop Smoke album. It didn't make the album. It's Push It to Young Thug, Gunna, and Pop Smoke.
Deluxe. Now, this was on the upcoming Deluxe.
So, boom. So, they got leaked, and during the verse,
right?
You know, Pusha is throwing shots at Drake. He don't say his name, but you know who he's speaking on.
Subliminals.
Yeah. And now Thug coming out talking about, oh, that's gay. I wouldn't have been on a record if I knew it was this and that. And I'm thinking this is why niggas that get in the game or that are rappers are not historians or not really rappers. They just doing this shit for whatever reasons. They don't understand this shit. It's music. So if you a lyricist and you are an MC, you're in competitive nature at all times. It's a sport. From the beginning hip hop started to when this our culture made a music genre. You feel what I'm saying? Any MC, his whole thought process, I'm better than the next MC. If that MC think he nice, I'm going to say something about him.
Right.
Might not be malicious. It might be we've got problems or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? I'm going to still throw shots. Like Jay-Z and Nas, they both had diss records to each other, right? But after the diss records was over, they still was throwing shots in the records. But you ain't know it was directed to him, but you knew that was directed to him. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
That's just what MCs that really rap do. And Pusha just staying on trend. He's from that era. He's from that cloth. He's 40 years old. He's still rapping how he rap. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Just how Drake might say something in his record. You might think it's for Pusha, but Pusha hear it. He know it's for him. You feel what I'm saying? And for Thug to come out his whole situation and be like, oh, well, I don't like this like that. Like, first of all, it's not your record. It's not your record.
Okay.
That's one. Two, nobody give a fuck if you took your verse off that fucking record. Pop Smoke and Pusha T record, we listening to that shit. First of all, you know that's an album record. Now, you know when Pusha on your album, that's an album record. What I mean by that means it's a gem, but you ain't know it was a gem. It's not for the radio. It's literally for you to listen to when you in your shit.
Right.
Feel what I'm saying? Because that means he putting out bars. We listen to some real rap shit.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? That's what I put there. And I think Thug don't understand the hip-hop rules and regulations in the game of that.
And Pusha T said, I wouldn't even come to you for approval or some shit like that.
But yeah, about that's what I'm saying is exactly. Niggas got to know they stance and they role in what they talk about. Don't just do it because you cool with a nigga and you heard this shit. Now you like, oh, you know. Nah, bro, that's not your lane.
Right.
That wasn't even for you to speak on.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, you heard the, what's the name? I ain't even know. Most of the time, people don't even know who else is on that song till the song come out. So I'm saying, could you just send it in the verse for the record? You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you don't even know who else on the, they're gonna tell you like, oh yeah, I got you. What's the name on the record? Like, oh, that's what's up. Shit, that shit fire. Fuck it. But send me when it's done. You know, me and mixing shit. But for him to come out and start saying shit like that, I wouldn't have had me or Gunna. Niggas ain't give a fuck.
that you if y'all wasn't on the record? It wasn't.
To be honest, I wouldn't care if Gunna was on the
record. But I'm saying is, period. Like, yeah. To me personally, I feel like he went out his way to make a suggestion or a saying to this shit.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, in that case, that's what I feel like. You jumped out the window on some shit that wasn't even for you to be talking about. You feel what I'm saying? I understand you're on the record, but it wasn't. Nobody cared that you was on there. They wasn't going to say, oh, why you let that come out? It wasn't for you to say that. You feel what I'm saying? And that's some shit between MCs. You not on that level of lyricism or of speaking.
I think it would be fire. Like,
that's what you supposed to do, though. You send shots when you speaking. You feel what I'm saying? Like, bro, the beef ain't over because you just, you ain't sending nothing back. I still don't like you, nigga.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? And we speaking on shit that I feel like need to be exposed, which, you feel me? You look at Push's record, he been exposing niggas his whole shit. He been telling niggas about Baby and Wayne. Been. Then when it came out, like, yo, yeah, Baby doing Wayne dirty.
Gilly been saying some shit about Baby and Wayne, too.
Okay. Look.
OG.
OG's been talking about this shit.
Mm-hmm.
So then when it come to light, then you like, damn, he wasn't wrong. He was right for saying this shit. Thank you. Signed to one nigga that signed to three niggas, and that's bad luck. Come on now. Push it, drop bars.
Hey, the last time always put out fire.
Quality. Always put out
last
quality.
Last time he put out fire. That's what I didn't get when everything was quality. Talking about.
Yeah, that's what I said.
He was like, yo, you could have put that on your. I'm like, he did. He was talking about on his ass album.
Look, bro.
You know what I mean?
Niggas, that's what I said. Niggas just be chatting. And Jake, don't be
Drake been throwing subliminals.
Nigga, first of all, Drake violated since. First. You feel me? So spoke to a nigga wife. Don't. Now yeah, I gotta violate I mean. You. Now yeah, I got now I gotta violate. Now I'm gonna take by your kid. You feel me?
These niggas ruthless.
It's cutthroat. You feel me? Shouldn't have did it. Yeah. You open the door. That's why I try to tell you. Watch what doors you open, because a lot of shit gonna leak through.
Mm.
You can't control that. You feel me? Once you open the door.
Facts.
That's how I go. You feel me? If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. That's facts.
Watch how you look, Pusha. If you know,
you know, you know.
That's nothing but he come out for this, man.
And before we get out of here, I want to say
what else we got? We got what, one more topic.
What voting.
All right. So did you vote? The primaries. No. Right with you.
Because I don't. It's not because I'm against it. I just don't know who.
See, this is my whole thing on this.
And this is for the presidency, correct?
Yeah. This, but it comes with other things other than the president you're voting on the primaries, Brian. For other situations, other people to be in the Senate, Congress, etc., etc. This is why it matters about it, but. The whole thing to me is, I personally don't vote.
Yeah.
That's just me. Because I refuse to put my name or I vote locally. Like, I vote for the mayor of my city, you know what I'm saying, for little for people that want to be, you know, in charge of the third ward or the south ward. Right. People that you got that's going to control literally what I'm doing in my home and shit like that. But I don't vote. Presidencies, they don't allow you to vote and right. make it make sense. Because look at it like the last election. Got two terrible candidates. They talking about vote for the less evil. Why the fuck is that even a choice? I gotta vote for less evil. And it's still evil. Evil is evil. That shit don't. Just cause you got one that's loud and one that's quiet, I'm gonna pick the one that's loud.
I'd rather pick the loud one
than the quiet one. Yeah, cause the quiet one gonna do shit we ain't gonna even peep.
Like, what the
fuck? That's just my thought process. You feel what I'm saying? And then I looked at it. She wins. Hillary wins the popular vote. That mean we voted her in. Then the Electoral College said, nah, fuck her. We want Trump
in. Put Trump in there. Put the bully in it.
And people still, you know what I'm saying, vote or die, vote this and that. So now you got two races, Joe Biden, Donald Trump, running for president.
And cognitively losing his mind, Joe Biden. He's about to clock out of here.
Both races.
Yeah.
Both known for being pedophiles. Both known for sexual assaults on women. You feel what I'm saying? Both been to Orgy Island with Jeffrey Epstein.
Clinton, too. Clinton been on there.
That's you feel me? So you looking at the I'm just saying this. Hillary Clinton was there too. She deleted like 600,000
emails. Bill.
60,000 emails. Of course, they know that how they get right, down. Right, right, right. So I'm saying is I look at shit like that. So you gotta look at who you voting for. So now my whole thing is you hate Trump, but then you gonna vote for the same type of person. Like you say you hate racist, but you gonna vote for a racist. Make that make sense to me? That's what I'm asking you.
I just don't. That's my thing. I don't know. I don't know who to vote for president. You know what I mean? Because I think they don't matter anyways. Basically, the rich controlling everything.
Not even the rich.
Like, I'm talking about rich. Like
the ones that Joe and you ain't ever heard of.
Secret society type rich.
Oh, yeah, they control the whole thing. Remember, the president just the face.
I just don't want to name them because I don't want them niggas coming for me.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
We know who
they are. I'm not saying them names.
You feel me?
Them niggas that's like rich. They control everything. What? I need this done.
They ain't even got to say nothing. The niggas that work for them already know.
Because I'm going to talk some deep shit to y'all real quick. Jocelyn Maxwell, Epstein's wife, I think she is.
Mm. Well, no. She ain't his wife. I think she his...
girlfriend or whatever.
One of his associates.
Mastermind.
Facts.
Her father was a Russian spy.
Facts.
You know what I mean? She's currently locked up. And she's snitching already. So you know what time it is.
First of all, we didn't get the snitching allegation. She said she gonna snitch. I wanna hear it before she died.
Well, she's in the same prison that dude was in. Then I heard a bogus article saying she had COVID, which she doesn't.
I think he's still alive.
It's a fact. She doesn't have COVID in the same prison. She knows too much. She's also come from that spy world. You know what I mean? Because of dad and shit. And when you a spy, there's certain rules that you follow by. You die with certain shit.
Mm-hmm.
You agree to certain shit. You know what I mean? And somebody tells you to do something, you got to do it. So, I feel like they lining her up.
Nah, I think they're going to do the same thing that they did with her. He going to fake the death and go back to another country somewhere where nobody going to find you.
Yeah. Then it's some dude
that's what I think he did.
It's no some cap. Other dude that got caught with pedophilia too. I forgot his name. Damn. I forgot his name. But he put out some video, some crazy video. And not like I think after or before that video, 3 witnesses were missing. Shit deep, Ty.
That's why I said like this whole game.
I don't even want to talk about it no more. But niggas come at me. This is all facts. You go on Google for this shit.
No, I'm just saying.
You know what I'm saying?
You gotta watch what you're doing. You feel what I'm saying? Everything not anything that you see on the surface is not that's not what it is. It's something deeper. And go.
Don't take go anything on face value.
Thank you.
That's what Lord Jamar told. Oh, well, not told me, but I heard it on YouTube. Never take anything that they show on YouTube, CNN, on the news for face value.
That's not what it is anyway. We know that. You feel what I'm saying? We a little too old to be thinking that. Okay. You feel what I'm saying? If you don't think the government is corrupt and crooked, then something's wrong with you.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? But another tip too, you feel what I'm saying? I'm not gonna tell nobody don't vote. If you feel like you wanna vote and
you feel like
you're making a positive thing on your life and that's how you feel, mm-hmm. Go ahead and do that. You feel what I'm saying? Do what you're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, I'm not gonna vote. I'm not gonna put my name attached to nobody that represents things I don't represent. So if you're a racist, you know, a pedophile, sexual, you feel what I'm saying, predator, why the fuck would I put my name next to yours and say I want you to be the president of the United States? That's why I don't get why niggas are so mad at Kanye for saying he wanna run. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand that. You mad because of Kanye, but you going to vote for this nigga.
He takes a pill every day.
So does the presidents that we got now. They take multiple. Just to get up.
Joe Biden and Kanye are the same people.
Nah, not even.
One is just younger than the other one.
Not even. I wouldn't even say that, but.
Kanye West is bugged out. Say it like that.
Who isn't bugged out? That's my thing, too. People be saying shit that don't make sense to me. Like, that right there. You have nothing.
But you
this nigga's a billionaire. He's able to come from nothing to something.
But you hear what we talk about Kanye running for presidency, Trump running for presidency. Where's the niggas that actually put in work, groundwork? They was this, they was that, they was mayor, they was this, senator, judge. They know what to do and stuff like that. We talking about celebrities becoming president.
Because that's what the job is now. Think about right now. We
that's
got
sad,
we
man.
Got 2 racist pedophiles running for office for the last 2 elections.
Sad.
Last man. 2 elections, that's what you had to pick. Which one you like better? This racist or that racist?
I really don't care, bro.
That's what I'm saying. That's what you had to choose. And niggas be like, oh, man, you still got to.
The Rock 2020. The Rock. I wrote for The Rock.
I look at it like this, man. That shit don't. Your life been the same no matter who was in that motherfucking office.
That's facts.
Your life been the same. That's real shit. Let's be 100 honest. You ain't never had no drastic like, oh shit, this nigga done changed my life. Nah, you feel me? Nobody. Can't name him. Can't think of him.
No. Not for the, like,
for nothing.
They changed laws that made shit kind of worse, like the stop and frisk and shit. You know what I mean?
Hold on, Joe Biden, one of the niggas that made them laws, that
yeah,
the crime bill, they make sure that your fathers and your mothers, anybody that was involved in the situation, you feel me?
Yeah.
Was in deeper holes. Harder to get work when they get out. You feel what I'm saying? You gotta watch the shit. You feel what I'm saying? So watch what you're voting for. You feel what I'm saying? If you vote, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying your shit really count. To me, I really don't think they would allow the public to vote for situations they wanted unless they wanted you to vote this.
They're rich, my nigga.
They ain't even rich. You don't have a word for the
I'm talking about that charge. Secret society.
No, they ain't talking about rich. They don't even play with currency. They play with property and ownership of things. They play a different game than we think. You understand? Feel me? That's on some real shit. You feel me? They play a different game.
Yeah.
They talking about countries that they run. Feel what I'm saying?
All I'm saying is Chinese is buying up Africa now, bro.
They is. They doing. Fuck. They doing it legally. They doing
Selling it to
with
them.
The European. Yeah, because
I'm not African, but
I'm saying
they're selling it to them and stuff like that. Africans are.
Yeah. They doing the same thing that they did.
Shit getting crazy,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. Listen, you got too many people in your country. You gonna buy a new one. You feel me?
Damn.
Watch
with
all the resources.
Say it again, Tom. Let them hear that. Let them hear that.
I ain't gonna say it again for y'all. I ain't gonna even do all that. You feel me? But look,
they'll come at you. Like nigga, this nigga talking too much.
Look, man, you gotta watch how these games work, man. Watch how these individuals move. Watch how these. What's their business before they was into the position they in? That's what's going to benefit them the most. Like, you know, Trump is big business, so big business is going to boom while he's in office. You feel what I'm saying? No matter what the fuck he's saying, right. I'm tired of people getting upset and everything that listen. Like, I don't give a fuck if a person is racist or don't like me, things like that. I just know how to match that energy when you approach me or when you speak to me. We allow people to have too much power over us by their words. Fuck them. You feel what I'm saying? And I think that this movement that we have right now is in a crossroads. You feel what I'm saying? It's either about tangible movements and real economic power. If you want to be equal, you have to be a threat. Period. If you're not ready to be a threat, shut the fuck up. You feel what I'm saying? Period. Like that. Just because you want to paint something on the fucking floor or write something on the back of your jersey, that's not making you a threat. That's not making you nothing. That's
when you take away somebody's bottom dollar.
Yes. When you change that. That's when it comes. That's, oh, he a threat.
Like, oh,
I got
to
respect him because he's hurting.
He fucking up my money.
He's a resource.
And that's basically what they're doing now. All these corporations saying, are we going to do this? We going to do that?
Yeah, they just keep their
bottom dollar. Just keep their bottom dollar. They don't really give a damn about black people. We going to put you here. We going to give you a coach so y'all can stop complaining. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to give him too much power. We going to put him there. He really ain't the owner. We going to put him there. You know what I mean? He's a manager.
That's what they do. Bro.
That's what they do. Let's shut him up real quick. So stop complaining. Put him there. You know what I mean?
That's why I'm not really fucking with this Black Lives Matter organization, because they're not speaking to the shit that we need to do. They speaking to everything wrapped around it. They're doing a lot of good. I give them that. I totally support that. But if you're not speaking on things to benefit the black family, then there's something wrong with that. You feel what I'm saying? You're not putting no. Your manifest has nothing about black men and young black boys. Something is wrong with that. You feel what I'm saying? This is the one that has the seed to more so create more life. You feel what I'm saying? To breed more life to these things. You feel what I'm saying? If you have nothing for them, how are they supposed to feel loved and welcomed into this situation? But you want them to protect you. You want to use their deaths as the forerunner for what you got going on. You feel what I'm saying? Things like that don't make sense to me. You feel what I'm saying? So like, that's a conversation I want to have with somebody that's actually part of the organization. Like, yo, what's up with that? You feel what I'm saying? Why would you not put that in there? Why are you not preaching to black family? Why are you not preaching mother, child, and man? You feel what I'm saying? And father. Why are you not preaching that? What's up with that? You feel what I'm saying? You preaching about everything else but that. That don't make sense to me.
That's not going to be the new norm, Tom.
What I'm saying is, but why would you not want that? If you've seen the generations of kids struggle with not having that, why the fuck would you? You feel what I'm saying? And then another thing, too, is black power don't mean anti-nothing. That means literally putting yourself in position to make sure that your people are
right.
Risen.
Right.
That's because when they say white power, you know that means they trying to hurt and destroy shit. You feel what I'm saying? That's what they shit mean. Don't put that on us, because your shit mean that.
Yeah, your shit mean that.
Yeah, we know what your shit
mean. Fuck everything up.
We seen what y'all do. You feel what I'm saying? And I don't like that whole thing. And I don't know if y'all did or y'all didn't. Y'all should have definitely watched Farrakhan speak on July 4th. He preached a beautiful word, man.
He almost fainted.
It's hot, bro. You feel what I'm saying? Ain't look, he look good for 80 though, man. My boy, he preached a good word, man. He was really, and that's something I want everybody to understand too. Don't allow the narrative or this news.
But I got a question for you, Tom.
Put you on that in a different
Where
way.
Where is man. The NOI at though?
They
where they at?
They outside every day. That's
where?
That's the thing that a lot of niggas don't understand. The Nation of Islam is outside every day. When they was out there protesting, Nation of Islam don't protest. They was outside feeding the people. because there's food deserts and people can't eat right now. So they in everybody hood. Literally,
I
want to
see them niggas turn up. Turn up.
They turn up.
Guns
day.
Out. What's them niggas?
That first, was first of all, Jordan. That's another thing too is they when they how they move realistically in tangible ways. So they make sure that they make moves that help
fuck
the
that.
People.
Turn up, nigga. I'm with the guns blazing. What's them niggas that was in
Atlanta?
Georgia. Yeah. Them, that's not them. Those some other niggas.
Nation of Islam don't have to move like that.
But them niggas. Ooh. Salute to them. What the fuck is their name? Salute to them niggas, man. They went to the Ku Klux Klan's hometown. Facts. Where they had their little meeting and said, yo, y'all niggas better come out and get this work. That's what I want to see the NOI do.
But no, the NOI is for the people. That's why they understand that. Man, for the people. They're always going to put us first. They don't got time to worry about what the fuck you doing. They do it for self. You feel me? That's
what. Itself.
But what?
I'm not even gonna go there, bro.
They do exactly.
Malcolm X.
First of all, if you know anything about Nation Islam, they didn't kill Malcolm X. That's first. Another propaganda they try to put on you.
They putting that on. I mean,
they already proven fact. And
it's a nigga from Jersey.
Like they just said, if you watch the actual shit and you talk to these people, yeah, thank you. Nation Islam is more strategic. They know what they doing, bro. And like I said,
this nigga Spanish.
What the fuck?
This
that
nigga Berto Spanish.
That don't have. You don't have to be black to be part of Nation Islam. You have to be Muslim.
He ain't Muslim.
He still can know what they doing. The fuck? And let's get one thing.
Man,
another thing is, when you turn up to do what? Who you taking out? You taking out the runner? You give a fuck about a runner? Take out the power. The fuck? That's what I'm talking about. Niggas got to start thinking.
Man.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll do my research tonight.
Yeah, bro. I'm talking about... Niggas kept asking where they at. They out there feeding the people. People hungry.
I'm doing my research tonight.
Food deserts is going on.
I'm doing my research tonight.
They out there giving out the food. I show you some people to follow so you can see what Nation Islam doing.
Tell me some shit.
Got you. They out here. They working. They putting in work.
Send me some shit.
They doing more than a lot of most of the groups.
I hope so because I don't see them niggas.
I do.
All right.
If you looking, you see them. They in every hood, helping. Right. How many brothers they just saved in his life? Come on, man. Don't do that.
All right, bro.
Don't do that. Millions.
All right. I'm doing my research.
Putting money, hold up. Putting money in people's pockets, making sure that businesses is working. You feel me? They actually trying to preach economic standard, black standard. That's their whole thing right now, black standard. We don't got time to worry about our enemy. Fuck them niggas. They not over here doing nothing. You fuck?
You gonna send me some shit tonight?
I got you tonight, bro.
I'm gonna read some shit.
Feel me?
Send me some book names too, so I can read some books.
Facts.
I'm gonna start reading. Ain't shit else to do.
Real shit. You feel me? You feel me? There's a lot of shit going on. A lot of black organizations doing a lot of good stuff. Feel me, but niggas ain't, you feel me? It ain't your hood.
They ain't in my hood.
That ain't your hood?
That is my hood.
Exactly, nigga.
I know they did. First of all, 1/5. I know they did.
They out here every day. They've been doing this work for years.
Oh, they giving out food over there?
Oh, that's what they doing right now. It's food deserts going on. I'm trying to tell you. People starving. They out here feeding the people.
All right, then. My nigga Berto creditable. He in the streets. He in my streets. My hometown Harlem. I bet.
Give me all my activist shit. You feel me?
I bet.
But nah, you feel me? That was a good episode. You feel
that
me?
That was a great show, Ty.
Thank you.
Niggas turned up. Sweating and shit.
Facts.
Oh, yeah. They found... Well, I don't know what they found, but the police on some political shit as well. As soon as a week passed since Pop Smoke album came out, I think. It's been 7 days. Now they got five suspects, 3 adults, 2 kids. Everything is fucking political out here, man. This shit is fucking crazy.
You said 3 adults and 2 like teenagers?
Yeah, like kids type shit. Yeah. Probably 18 or whatever. But now they want to say it out when Pop Smoke is, you know what I'm saying?
I ain't got time for
everything
shit.
Is political, bro.
I ain't got time, bro.
But if that's true and that's really the killer, shout out to them. And no, I ain't from no Sayreville, nigga. Niggas is bugging. But that's it, Ty?
Yeah, I'm good. We come back next week, talk some shit.
We assume some more shit gonna come out. Shit happens every week, bro.
Yeah, I'm about to say
every week is some crazy shit. But I appreciate y'all. The numbers is up. Watch on YouTube, listen on Spotify, Apple Music. Subscribe to the YouTube.
Hey, yo, follow us on IG as well. NYAF_101. You feel what I'm saying? Follow us, Not Your Average Fan Podcast, on the Instagram and on Twitter, Not Your Average Fan Podcast.
Make sure you do that.
Hopefully I'm back on Instagram next week.
Yeah, nigga, it's your hack.
Feel me? Wait, hopefully I get back on that shit.
Facts. And merch coming soon.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
Merch coming soon. Super dope merch.
We're going to have the NYAFP merch, Not Your Average Fan Podcast merch. And we're going to have some little things we say, like pay attention. Some of you niggas ain't doing that.
Facts.
Todd paying attention out here. And yeah, Side Nigga Chronicle shirts.
We might got to put August Alsina on one of them shirts. No cap.
Facts.
Facts.
Make that call. Plug it in. And we out.
All right.